First I met him. '46 and '47 in Calcutta. I used to always travel and serve Gurudev personally. So we had Himat Gauriya Vedanta Samiti in Calcutta. When Guruji used to come to Calcutta, and if he was in Calcutta, then he used to see my Gurudev, because they were bosom friends. Also both were the disciples of Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. From beginning, about 22, he met to Srila Prabhupada, and about 4 years before our Guru Maharaj in 1918, he took initiation from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he was elder Guru, brother of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji. So they were, from there, they were bosom friends. When there was something problem in Gaudiya mission, in 39-40, Guru Maharaj went to Prayag, Allahabad, in the house of Swamiji. At that time he was there, and he has a very good medical shop there, and he was a very renowned person. Guru Maharaj, about 5-6 months he was with him, both, discussing so many things. After that, 1941, Gurudev established Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti in Calcutta, and he came there, Swamiji, Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji. At that time he was Abhay Charanar Bhakti. After that, I joined Math in 1946. And perhaps at the same time, or 1 month, 2 months after, I went to Calcutta, and Swamiji came there, not renounced order then. I served him because I was the personal servant of my Gurudev. So he was so pleased to see my service to Gurudev. And he asked some questions and I replied so well that he became so much pleased to me. And he told, what is your name, from where you have joined here. And thus I used to serve him. After that, in 1953, our Guru Maharaj started 2 papers, one Hindi, Sri Bhagavat Patrika, and another Gaudiya Patrika. Gaudiya Patrika was in Bengali language, and Srimad Bhagavat in Hindi. Guru Maharaj requested him to be the Auditor General in both Patrikas,
journals.
He accepted, and he began to give articles, so good articles, especially regarding Gita, from beginning to last. And he used to write so many good articles, like one Murgi Mission. Murgi mission means hen, hen means murgi, एंड मिशन माने मिशन, मुर्गी मिशन हैन मिशन. Those who are called so religious persons and they take the place of murgis, hens, even cows also, they have no pity or anything, no mercy at all. They take place of all the animals and they even think that we are religious person. We know Vedanta. So this is Murgi mission. He wrote so marvelously that all were praising him. Our Guru Maharaj told that he used to try to give also articles like this to reform religious samstha. Institutions. Those who are not actually following Krishna, Vedanta, Vyasadeva, really they are not religious person. Especially he wrote about Mayavadis in Gita. Those who think that possession and possession are the same of Krishna, they are Vaishnava. But those who feel like this, that possession, the body of Krishna and Krishna is
different.
Some different. They are Mayavadi and they don't know any meaning of Gita. And it was also a unka viruddha mein likha gaya.
Against
Indian President, so learned doctor,
Sarvapalli
Radhakrishna, was so learned in Western countries also, he was famous for philosophy. But he wrote that Krishna is not that Krishna, his body was another thing and the spirit and soul of Krishna was another thing. So he wrote against him very strongly with the Vedanta Darshan, Upanishad, Gita especially, and Srimad Bhagavat. Anywhere it has not written. Krishna, soul, Krishna body, possession and possession, everything, same thing. He is Sachidananda. And one copy was sent from Mathura to that Radha Krishnan Palli and to all the learned persons of Sanskrit, Indian Council,
Parliament.
He did not reply. They cannot reply. They cannot reply. Mayavad is against Bhaktivad. But also, there are so many arguments. It will take time. I read these, all the articles. And I used to translate in Hindi. Sometimes he used to give in Bengali and I used to translate in Hindi and sometimes he meeting me. Very close relations with him. Then he also wrote so many prabandhas, articles, especially on logic and Vaid, Vedanta, Upanishad and Gita. So I knew him, very good person, solid and strong philosophy. He had not gone to colleges for learning Sanskrit or Gita or Vedanta. He was inborn philosopher. He was inborn a very good bhakta. He was Mahabhagavat. But he plays the role of Madhyam Adhikari, Vaishnava, to give help to others, to give initiation or all this. Uttam Adhikari does not give any initiation to anyone. He thinks that all are Mahabhagavat, serving to Krishna always. So he was in this position, but I realized by his words, by his association in Mathura, he came in 58 perhaps or 59. I used to cook for him. I used to help him in so many ways. I used to give so many books from my library. At that time he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam, and after some time he went to Delhi and published 3 volumes of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd canto. And these 3 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita he took and he came to Western countries. No piles, nothing, no farthing. So in 1955, he lived in Mathura Math for more than 4 or 5 months. So, Delhi, we used to be in classes. He used to read Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Upakhyan, Chitraketu Upakhyan, Damodar Upakhyan, and all others. Kapil Devhuti, and word by word he used to translate and tell to me. Very learned persons of Mathura were attracted by this. So at that time he used to tell me that you should do kirtan. I used to do kirtan so beautifully. At that time my sound was so good. Now my sound has been rejected. I cannot sing. But at that time, I used to beautifully do kirtan. In whole Gaudiya mission, I was so much famous for kirtan and dancing. So he used to tell me. And he used to play on mridanga. He was very much fond of good sweet of Mathura, peda. He used to tell me that, oh, bring peda. I used to bring him peda. And we used to discuss all these things. I think that now in ISKCON, what he has established and they have preached everywhere. These dialects and what we used to
discuss.
Now in ISKCON. I was so many years with him, Vrindavan. After that, Delhi, I was with him. When he went to America, New York, 65, at that time he requested me that you should come with me. I'm alone and I will have to do something there. So, you should come. I told that my Guruji is here. I am serving him. When he will return to Bengal, I may come. He told me, very good. You should serve your Gurudev. But when you have chance, you should certainly come and join me. I told that, yes, I will come. After that, I sent all the books. He has old Gita, Ramanuj Bhashya, Shankar Bhashya, Sridhar Bhashya, all other Bhashya.
All books are here, Los Angeles temple.
And all books are, I saw that in Los Angeles
temple.
It has been kept. Not all, but some of them are there. I sent him Mridanga. I sent him Kartal, so many. I sent him Vigraha, Sri Vigraha Radha Krishna. And also sent to you within 1 month, second month, third, fourth. Very sweet. I brought here, but it is finished now.
No, they forget in Houston.
Oh, they have forgotten in Houston. We have 5 or 6 kilos, more than that, peda, that I wanted to give everyone where I will go, and in the memory of Swamiji. But I will
not.
After that, he went, returned to India, and first disciple Kirtananda was with him. And Achyutananda, perhaps you know, first he sent to him. As the first man of India, alone perhaps, to see Swamiji in the airport in Delhi. And then we came to Radha Krishna temple in Delhi, and I with them lived there. And Swamiji used to tell me that I am not feeling well, I am tired, so go with Kirtananda and Achyutananda to Delhi, some persons, and they, in their home, you will have to give lectures there. I did so. From there, after he came to Vrindavan, in Radha Damodar temple, I served there so much, from Mathura coming, going sometimes. So much things in discusses about Vedanta, and especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, Radha Damodar, are part of our principles. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world? What was his mission? His mission, what is his mission? He used to tell that he has come to preach name and dharma. He has come to test the Radhika's mood. Anarpita charim kirat karunya vatarana karo. Very deep association was there. So high class of. He used to speak. So he used to love me so much. After that, he again came to Western country. And when he returned in last, I remember one thing more, that when our Gurudev disappeared from this world, I sent a message to Swamiji. Perhaps he was in Los Angeles or there, I cannot.
Seattle.
Huh?
Seattle.
Seattle, Washington.
In Washington, yeah. And when he received this, at once he replied me, as if he was writing and weeping. He wrote me that I am so much worried for this. And he wrote a slok. And he told that if Raghunath was waiting for his Gurudev, Rupa Goswami and all others, I am feeling like this. He wrote this. Sanatana Goswami Pranamantra. Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Prayatna Yapayan Manu Bhikshumandam Kripam Budirijah Paradukha Dukhi Sri Keshav Goswami. Like this. That I was not in mood to take renounce order. I was fearing so much, though our family and everything has rejected me, penniless person, but I was not ready to take sannyas and to fulfill my Gurudev's order that go to Western countries and to preach there, my mission. But Pujyapad Kesava Maharaj, he gave me sannyas, renounce order. You will have to take. And he told me that this is the Pushpanjali in his lotus feet. Renounce order is not a play, but it changed the life, whole life. as a gopi bhav, the mantra of this thing, renunciation. Gopi bhav, I am taking gopi bhav. So someone tells that he was the only friend to Krishna. But I strongly oppose this and tell that his mantra was gopi mantra and he has taken Gopal mantra. Those who were initiated second, then they can know what is the Gopal mantra. Because without Gopal mantra, anyone can have the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wanted to give in his mission. So I know strongly, and I have read him face to face by hearing his lectures and all these things, that he has come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also this was the mood of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you know, and Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, both. They are parikar of Krishna and Mahaprabhu both. Parikar?
Associates.
They are not of this world. So he has not come only to dharma samsthapanaya phaya. He has not come for this. Only to give name Harina. It was not the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was the mission of Mahavishnu Advaita Acharya. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, taking the mood of Srimati Radhika, he preaches through Hari name Prem. And that Prem he wanted to give to Jivas, souls. So the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami, and the mission of the Rupa and Raghunath is the of Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, later on Shyamananda Prabhu Narottam Thakur, and
Narottam Swami Srinivas
Srinivas Acharya, later on Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. So he came to Western countries only to give their missions. He had done nothing new he had done. He has given what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can do. Only their missions and Rupa Goswami's mission. He has not written any free books. He has translated Gita. He has given purports. He has purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ishopanishad, so many things. So you should know that he has given also the names of from Brahma to Vyas, Narad, Suk, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, up to Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So he was not out of our line, Gaudiya Vaishnava. He was Gaudiya Vaishnava. First Gaudiya mission, Gaudiya Math. Gaudiya Math and Gaudiya Vaishnava. In the line of our disciplic orders. So we should not try to cut that link. If anyone, now some are doing like so, but it is due to ignorance. They should not try to do it. They should not try to cut him and founder of one only
sampradaya.
He was in Rupa Nuga Vaishnava Dhara. He has not created anything else, any anu. But we can tell something that his line in Western countries, but always joined with that. We should also know that at first he has plowed and made the barren land into cultivated land and so fertilized. No? He has given some seeds. But seeds will never be in the same. They should be sprouted, they should grow up, and they will give sweet fruits. We should not see that seed will be the seed. We should not go and increase our devotional activities. Krishna consciousness not in the third class Vaishnavism. Krishna consciousness was established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. Not that in 100 years we will be the same like seed. We will not be qualified. This is ignorance. We will have to go deep in the philosophy of French philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, it will be told that anyone has never knew or seen Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So, he has written everything in books which he cannot give at that time, could not give. But now, he is not dead. Those who think that he is dead, they are dead. He cannot tell. He is always giving inspirations to whole world. So we should know that he is still alive, giving inspiration. Now, if we will serve him and we will see the books, we will think, oh, quite new meaning. Then we can know. And we will be qualified. We should associate, I learned from him, that we should associate with more bona fide and advanced devotees. We should honor. We should see that all are in one family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family. If you are not thinking, then we are not at all a devotee. We cannot be bhakta. So we should think that we are on the one family. And there are so many shakhas, hands. He has thousand and thousand hands. So we should honor all hands. Those who are chanting name, I have heard him. He used to tell this. Those who are chanting name without initiation, they should be honored also. Those who are taking initiation and they are chanting, they should be more honored. And those who are Mahabhagavatam, they should be served in all means. These are the teachings. He has written all these things in Srimad Bhagavatam translation. We should know what is Rasa Siddhanta, what is Bhakti and Bhakti is Bhakti Rasa. We should know all these things. First we should read Gita. His purpose, it is clear that we are not this physical body. In physical body, you can find ego. Oh, I am so learned. I am bona fide Vaishnava. And in this physical body, we have anger, envy. Envy?
Yes.
Envy. To insult others, not to behave good behavior and honor for their god brothers, elder. Always taking their legs and dragging towards sea. So these are in physical body, we should go out of that. That's when we know ego, lust, and all these things. No anartha and no
offenses.
Then we will be a true devotee. Where we are seeing attachment, so much attachment to worldly things, requirements, and we require so much, and also attracted to worldly things, wealth, women, and
reputation,
fame.
Then we should think there is some hole. They are not Vaishnava. That should be Vaishnava. So I think and pray, those who are initiated from him, they should be very broad-minded. They think that I am not their god brothers. But really I know that I am the first disciple of Swamiji when ISKCON was not founded. There are two kinds of disciples, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. Both same, both the same. Sometimes Shiksha Guru becomes more superior. Sometimes Diksha Guru may superior. But without Shiksha, we cannot know Diksha Guru. Sometimes. Because he is very, very friendly and bosom friend. Diksha Guru should be respected so much. So we can fear something. But Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, or like friends sitting on the one cot, palanka. I used to sit him, Swamiji, on the same bed, same asana, and when at last I went there in Vrindavan to see him, she took my hands. In the night she left this world, and in evening I went, he took my hands in his hands, and he told that, you should sit here. I did pranam and sat on the other chair. He told that I have bought so many disciples, but they don't know any more things. You should try to help them. And especially my samadhi should be given by your hand. I want this. Tears came in his eyes when he was ordering all these things. I told that you are my Shiksha Guru. Though you are and myself are friends, but I always behave you like my Shiksha Guru. I will surely carry your all orders and try to save word by word, but letter by letter. And I followed. Then I told all the disciples, especially on GBC's members, I told that you should not think that Swamiji is going to die. You should think that he has some missions. He has went in Western countries. So after his going, you will be united and try to honor each other. And this more spread, you should get this mission, his mission to the countries and to the peoples where he could not go. Don't check it. It is the most high level of his following his orders. So you should try all with a brave, broad-minded, and don't try to control anyone. You can control only by sneha, prem, love, affection. By orders, you can control even not an ant but two. So try to, don't try to tell anyone that go out of his home. Those who are there, you should embrace them. Swami Maharaj called, oh, come on, and hear Narayan Maharaj what he is saying. All was recorded there. And the night he went on. We came from Mathura, so many devotees. And we did Nagar Sankirtan. I was also on the front with Kirtan. And after that we came. And I gave him Samadhi with my own hands. With Vedic mantra and Vedic everything, and then Viras Sabhavas done there. All the renowned persons of Vrindavan, Babaji and all, of four Sampradaya came there. And I sabko regulate kiya, kya?
Manage everything.
And I told that he should speak. And I honored all what he has given me in writings. That give what you like, you should give to Radha Damodar temple and all other temples, to their guru brothers, for Mathura Math also. All I paid all and did. So I think that I have served him, and that Abhiman, that I have served him, I was his Shishya. Anyone has not right to take my this, what?
Position, right.
Rights, and to cut my rights. Then he tell that you cannot come to my temple. I think the temple is not there, the temple is to Swamiji. So anyone, whether initiated, not initiated, they can go to Mandir and to see their all rights, anyone can cut this right. So I pray them to be generous also. To whom? To their disciples. That they should be generous. And try to love affection to all each other. As Swamiji brought all the persons in his shape, we should also try to love all and to spread the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sathu, and the mission of Swami. Thus.
One question, Maharaj. Of all the qualities that Srila Prabhupada exhibited and other pure devotees in the Charya, is there any one that stands out in your mind?
What?
Swami Maharaj ji ke bahut sare vishesh gun the shuddh bhakti ke, to aap kisi ek lakshan ke bare mein batana chahenge, unke bahut gun the, kisi ek gun ka varnan jo aapko bahut acha laga.
The symptom of Gurudev has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita both. I saw these symptoms in him. Tad vijnanartham sa guru me avivigacheta samat prani sotriyam brahmanishtham. And another shloka in Bhagavatam.
Tasmad
gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahmanya upasamashyam. In this shloka, we see that the symptom of Gurudev, the lakshan of Gurudev, is that he will have to know Ved, Upanishad, Vedanta, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. He should be Siddhanta Ved, so that he can किसी के संदेह को दूर कर सकते
हैं.
Clear the doubt of anyone.
He can clear all the doubts of disciples. I know that he was so much qualified in this. He knows everything he knew. And he was perfect in this. Secondly, he should be disassociated from worldly things. I know that everything has left himself, his wife's children, and he has no attachment with worlds. I have seen this. I have realized. He has some attachment to those who were towards Krishna. So much attachment. And the guru should have realization of his Ishtadev, Radha Krishna and Chaitanya. Anyone cannot preach without any realization. If he is not practicing and he has no realization, then his all words will go away like air. Anyone cannot follow him truly. So, I have realized this, that anyone, disciple, or anyone who came to him, they are overpowered by him. He conquered their hearts with love and affection, without realization of Krishna, anyone cannot do. In Gita, it has been told, tad vidhi pranipatena prapashnena sevaya upadechanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarshina. Who is tattvadarshi? We know all the siddhants of all the Ved, Upanishad, Shastra. You should go to him. Pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Pranipat means? Pariprasne. Again, questioning, very honorably and serving. I have seen that he went to Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and how he accepted Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, his Gurudev. And especially how in a very short time he spread his mission, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the whole world. About 150 temples everywhere. But this is not important. Important was that his Gita, Bhagavata, was translated in 50 languages of the very rich in whole world. Thus, in a very few time, very little time, he spread his mission. So, any sadhan, common person cannot do this. It was the shakti, it was the energy or potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Gurudev that he could do all these things. So, he can tell like this. Anything more?
You mentioned that Srila Prabhupada wrote too many letters.
He wrote me about 300 letters to me. Still I have. But most important letters, without any copy, I sent to Satsang Maharaj. Because at that time he was writing his life and life.
Biography.
Do you remember anything of the essence of any of those?
So many things, a basket of. How come? You can come to another time, I will give so many baskets to you. Oh, one thing I remember. At the last day, when I see him, saw him, he was so friendly to me. He told me that something I have done wrong in my life. Now I am remembering all these things. I am aware for this. So I want Apollo to be
forgiven.
You should be. Especially you should, because you have served me and we are so friendly. And you are here. So, forgive me. I told them, no, don't tell like this. Any person in a special moment or a special time, he can tell anything to encourage their
devotees, disciples.
Those who are new, it can be told. We also tell like this. So, I don't think that you have done anything wrong. He told me, you should forget and you should tell my all Lord of others for that. I have told something. What he has told? That I don't mix to anyone, to my God brothers. In a letter, not books, for a special time he had. But he was first class Vaishnava, Mahabharata. He cannot write like this. So there was something for their, at that time, third class devotees to increase their enthusiasm. Secondly, I told him, asked, Maharaj, we are friends. I want to know that why you kept the name of your duties, which is not applicable and which is not as a Siddhant, like Radha Parsathi or
Rukmini
or Dwarkadhis. I know that you have established Radha Krishna with feathers, floats, Radha here. He told that I was at that time so sick that I have no, at that time, no, nothing to do. I know, he told, that when I established in Los Angeles temple Radha Krishna and I kept name Radha Govinda, Radha Krishna, and when I returned and again you returned here, someone has changed this name. And that now was chanting Rukmini, he told. And that I became so angry to that person. And now he, now I tell this person has gone away from. So they have changed. I have not kept this name. I was against this name. But anyhow, this name is coming on. About Parsarthi Krishna, Radha Parsarthi. He told that they bound me to accept this.
They forced me.
I have not kept. Because I saw in a Krishna book or anywhere that it is Rasa Bhasdusri has written like this.
Teaching.
Not one time.
Teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
So many places he has written. So he told me, don't think that I am in this way. Idea. So I did pranam lotus feet. I told that my shanka, my
doubt
has already gone, and I pray in your lotus feet that you should be merciful for all time to me so that I may be like you in Krishna consciousness. He vindicated me, and I was so much glad, I was so much think myself that he has ordered me and I am serving yet, and I have served him. Gaur Pranam. Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Now 11. Do you want to hear some Gita?
Yes.
Then it is 1 hour now?
Yes.
Yeah.
So then you have class again in afternoon?
Yes.
Evening class? You can tell at the time.
But he has lock and key within his own hands. And he has given the lock and key of that book in the hands of pure Vaishnavas. You can see from outside, but if you want to take this thing, you will have to be Arjun. Arjun told that you, my guru, Shiksha guru, what you will tell, I will promise that I will do. And Arjun told that you are Brahma himself. Incarnation, manam. Kya? Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know. So if anyone wants to read Gita and to understand, you will have to be in the mood of Arjun, that Krishna was Supreme Godhead and I will surely follow him, what he will tell. If anyone is reading Gita and he worshipping so many God and Goddesses, it means that they have not heard and not seen Gita. Understand this thing? If you are reading Gita, he has told, Ananchintayanto, Mange Padyupasate, Tesham Nityabhijuktanam Yogisem Bahamdhyam. First, this condition is that you should know that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. And I am jeev, conditioned soul, I am not this body. And I promise that what Krishna is telling, I will follow all these things. Then he can understand. So first condition is this. What Krishna has told in Gita, we'll have to follow all these things, otherwise you cannot follow, you cannot read. That reading is not there. Lock and key is in hands, their hands. So first, promise that I know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So be like Arjuna. And then read, and automatic meaning will come. Very deep meanings will come. So, now I'll have to stop in evening. We will have a class of Srimad Bhagavatam. Or if you like, I can give Gita. But he has told himself that the beginning book is, first book is Gita and last book is Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll have to come in Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, we cannot understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. Gau Praman.
I understand very, very quickly a question. I understand that when Prabhupada was having so many difficulties and harassments in Bombay to establish his center, that you took some role in helping give testimony to the courts on his behalf. Is that
true? Yes. What is that? When his son filed a suit in Bombay court against ISKCON, that everything, he was a Vaishya. Vaishya means?
Businessman.
Businessman. Agrawal. So, he had not come to Western countries to...
For preaching.
And he was not a sannyasi. Because only Brahmin can take sannyasi. And he was a businessman, and for this he came, and he established this business. So, I am the master of all whole property of Swamiji. Then they went to me, ISKCON leaders. One ISKCON leader came to me and told that if you give evidence, then we will take to whole world too. I told him, get out from my room.
Immediately
you should go. I'm not the sold in rupees and monies. Then all others came and requested me. Then I told them that I want to serve him. So without price and without any gain I will go. And I will give evidence. So I went to Bombay for so many times, whole day waiting.
From morning to 6 in court.
Also,
I used to cook.
Aditya Ma, Tamal Krishna Swamiji, all other people. So much doing here. And I was.
To take prasad early in the morning, 7 o'clock, you
went to
but now, 8:30,
all are
I was alone all day.
Not remembering. Anyhow, I'm not. I want to serve for always the moment of Swamiji and Swamiji. Gaur Pramani. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.